This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In a lot of states, if a worker dies on the job, there are limits to the worker's compensation their spouse can receive. In Tennessee, lawmakers recently passed legislation to make workers' compensation laws more favorable to surviving spouses. WPLN's Blaise Ganey has more.
In 2014, 57-year-old Candy Garrison was at home in McNairy County, Tennessee, when she got a devastating call.
I was in the kitchen canning and got a phone call that something had happened to Charlie.
She rushed to the hospital where her husband of 31 years was taken. There, she found out what happened.
The safety manager was there, and at that point in time, they thought that Charlie might have had a heart attack, but he didn't. He was just hit by a forklift.
Charlie Garrison, husband and father of two, died from the injuries. He was working in the shipping department at Packaging Corporation of America. Since her husband died on the job, Candy Garrison was eligible to receive workers' compensation death benefits. Tennessee attorney Fred Baker specializes in workers' compensation claims. He says typically a widow or a widower gets a portion of their late spouse's wage.
If the injured worker left a spouse and a child, then they would draw workers' compensation death benefits based on a rate of 66 2/3 of the injured worker's average weekly wage.
But in order for Candy Garrison to continue getting those checks, there was a catch. She couldn't remarry. And even though Garrison isn't looking for a new spouse, she didn't think that was right. So Garrison worked with Tennessee lawmakers to get the law changed. Her attorney, DJ Norton, says the surviving spouse can now get a one-time lump payment if they choose to marry again.
The requirement that benefits terminate upon remarriage of a surviving spouse is taken out.
Tennessee's workers' compensation laws are now similar to a number of other states, says Karen Rothkin with the Workers' Compensation Research Institute.
23 states plus D.C. and the two federal programs already give remarried spouses about 2 years of further benefits, most of them in a lump sum.
But Rothkin points out there are still more than 20 states that leave surviving spouses hanging if they marry again. In Nashville, I'm Blaise Ganey for Marketplace.